Right, how do you feel now about signing for Dunfermline?
That's great, great feeling to get it all sorted. It's been dragging on for a while, so it's nice to eventually get the deal done. Just looking forward to getting started now.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, you played against us last season a few times. And
Six times, I think.
Were you not sick of the sight of us?
It was one of the seasons where you get a team for your own league in the cup, and then we drew as well, so it was a replay, so it was a bit like that at the end of the season. Six times is a bit much, but you seem to do well against us every time you played us. We didn't beat you once, so.
Yeah. Tell me a bit about your background, Michael.
What do you want to know?
You've been with Ayr for what?
Three and a half years. Before that, I was in the juniors, just playing with Girvan, a team called Girvan. So I was there for, I think it was 3 or 4 years as well there. So then it was at Ayr, that was the only senior team I've been to. So hopefully it's another step up.
It's unusual for players to get picked up at junior level now.
Yeah, you don't see too many of them, or too many of them go on and have a kind of successful time. We had a couple in last season, and I think they've been released back into junior. So there is players there if people can take a chance on them and they get a wee bit of luck. And I think that's what happened with me. It's just I went in there and I seemed to score a lot of goals early on, and I just kind of get settled quite quickly. So I'm sure there's a few more in. If people take a chance on them, they'll do good.
Yeah, because previously we used to get guys from the juniors into the senior team, but
it's stopped a wee bit, yeah.
It has, yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe it's just a kind of knock-on effect for everything that's happened in Scottish football. But it's hard to think of. I don't know the boy Chris Doolan at Partick Thistle, he came for the juniors. He's probably him and the boy Chris Erskine, the two of them came together, so I think that's probably the most kind of high-profile ones that have done the best. But there is a few about. Just finding them, I suppose.
Yeah. So how long have you signed for?
It's a two-year deal.
Two-year deal.
I'm happy with that, so.
And were previously part-time with Ayr?
Yep, so that was part-time. Full-time. Part-time and doing some coaching around the community and stuff, so it's full-time now, yeah. First time I've been full-time, so I'm looking forward to it.
You think that'll be an experience that you'll thrive on?
Yeah, definitely. I think, obviously, playing football every day and training every day, it can only make you a better player, so it's something I've always wanted to do, and I'm delighted I've got a chance to do it now.
And obviously the gaffer has seen you and the fact that you score goals.
Yeah, I think that's one of the main reasons he wants me here to hopefully get, I think 27 last year, so hopefully something similar this season would do well, and I'm sure Dunfermline's got a great chance of going and getting promotion this season, and it needs to be the aim.
Because now it'll be a case of looking forward to another season in the Division 1, but hopefully promotion at the end of it this time. How did you feel that the team Dunfermline performed last season?
I think obviously with Rangers in the league, I think second place was the realistic target, and Dunfermline deserved to get it, and they probably got it by I'm not sure how many points they end up, but they were quite comfortable there towards the end of the season, so I'd imagine if Rangers weren't in the league, I'd think that they went and won the league, so hopefully a similar kind of points tally the next season, we'll go and win the league. Obviously Morton will be there, they'll be full time as well, I think, but I think with the players Dunfermline's got, they should be aiming for to win the league.
So how big an influence was, because I'm assuming that you Ayr were wanting to keep you as well.
Yeah.
How big an influence was the fact that you're going to be playing under Jim Jeffries and Neil McCann and John Potter?
It was a very big influence. Obviously, I spoke to them a few weeks back, and they made me feel really wanted and wanted me to come. They were desperate to get me, and I just had a good feel when I went and met them. I had a wee look about the training ground, and they were kind of telling me their plans and ambitions, and it was just something I wanted to be part of. So it was great to go and meet them and to feel so wanted to be at the club, and I was just glad to get it all signed up and done today.
Yeah. So what are your strengths then, apart from putting the ball in the net?
Quite quick, and just kind of always seem to be in the right place at the right time and put the ball in the net, so hopefully I can keep doing it. Hopefully anyway. Fingers crossed.
Right, okay, that's great. Well,